It'd be trustable, really.
Some numbers.
The City Development Redevelopment Agency meeting for Thursday, May 11th, 2023 is now in session.
Do you want just to jump in there?
Yes, please.
Okay. So the only action item and the item that you have on this agenda, we need to be presenting our tentative budget to you, the RDA board. So our tentative budget is on this far right column for fiscal year 24. It has to be presented to you by the first meeting in May, according to state law. And this is our first meeting in May. So revenues are what we would go over first. We plan to receive $32,589 in property taxing credit monies. That's based off of the schedule that was put together by Lewis Young Robertson and Birmingham. So it's an estimate. We could get more, we could get less than their sales taxing credit money. That's our sales tax from Perry City. Then we're the only taxing entity that has signed up for sales tax contribution. So the total, well, you also have some beginning fund balance, $243,347, which gives us total revenues of $428,495. The way that we would plan to use those funds would be $3,000 to pay Lewis Strong Robertson and Birmingham to put together our financial statements for the RDA board and the annual report that we have to present to the participating taxing entities. And then the rest would be contributed back to Perry City. That would be the tax increment minus that administration fee for that report and the sales tax increment. And if that can be used to make the city whole for payments that they made towards the land over there. So the budgeted increase in fund balance is $236,094 after you do that. And then your total expenditures are $425,495, which match what the total revenues are. So it's a total balance budget. Unless you have any questions, that's what we've got. Yes.
I have a couple of questions. Can you remind me when do the increment agreements expire?
I have to pull that for you. Like, I'm sorry. We just renewed those. And
last year.
One or 2 years ago, we renewed those.
I thought it was last year.
So the school districts already expired and they did not re-up.
Right.
The Box Elder County re-upped, and I thought we got to extend them for 5, but I'd like to verify that to be sure. And then I think we did the same thing.
Okay.
And so I can bring that back to you or email you that information. But yeah, we'll hold on.
And then how far away is the city from being fully paid back, you know?
I don't have that in front of me either, but I can find out both of those for you. So I will email or report back on what is the length of the tax increment that's left. And I know that tax increment was an extension of 5 years on top of what was already there. So I want to make sure that I've got that ready. And then also what has been paid back to the city at this point. And you guys don't have to pay back the city. You can keep that money and use it for incentives for growth, or you can use it for improving that area further. So say you don't want to contribute that back to the city, but you'd rather put some more improvements out of Point Perry, you can do that too. This is just a suggested budget. You guys do have choices on how you would want to spend that money.
You could put a swimming pool out there.
I don't think anybody gives me, I'm trying to get back. But you know, there's additional roadways, there's additional improvements you can put out there. So there's things you can do beyond that.
That's why I was asking, because my thinking was get the city made whole for its investment, and then if the increment carries on past that, then maybe do more if there's more to be done that would benefit the areas.
So I mean, there's options there, and what you guys will be doing is passing a final budget. I can even bring this information back then, so you guys can make a good decision at that point. You have to pass your budget by by June 30th, you'd have to do your tax rate by June 22nd. We don't have a tax rate in this. So I think that takes your, because part of your motion will be setting a public hearing and passing the budget. And so I believe we have a meeting on June 22nd that you could do that public hearing at that point. And then you can either choose to pass the budget at that point or have a special meeting before the 30th. So you guys will want to figure out, or you can also do your hearing on June 8th and pass on June 22nd. So. Now this budget, once there's some commercial development at 1100 South, we'll have another line item. That will start showing tax increment for that 1100 South area. You don't see that currently, so all of this is Point Perry. So
right.
This is a point of interest. So.
Which portion of 1100 South?
We have land over in 1100 South in that commercial area.
And like west of Walmart, or?
Yeah, so it's right around that Walmart area. You know where they want to put the road from 1200 into 1100. Mm-hmm. That would be probably that area. Over by Crumble, if we acquire the land that they're talking about with boundary adjustment, that kind of area.
That would become part of our development.
Yeah. And so if there was the development there, then that property tax increment changes from what the current value of that property is to what the new value would be. And that's the increment that we would start collecting that you guys can use for future improvements in that area to bring more growth. So, but yeah, right now there's nothing. So we don't have any tax increments. So this is all tax increment from Point Perry.
And they're projecting a property tax increment decrease. Is that just
No, the current estimate is what we actually got this year. And then I just went off their estimate. So you guys can change that estimate to match this year's. This is just what they had projected, and that's what they have projected for the current.
They're looking increase. Five times roughly for the coming year.
No, this is sales tax increment down here. You guys upped your agreement, you agreed with sales tax increment too.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
And so that's different. But current. So basically, like for this current year, they projected $32,589 and they projected that for fiscal year 24 too, but we actually received $35,842 and I listed up there.
Oh, okay.
So
you're just budgeting. Okay.
Yeah. I could budget that we get the same as last year, because we probably will.
Okay.
But, and that's a choice you guys can do too. Yeah. I just went out that report because that's what I've done in the past. So that's all I have on that, Mayor. If you want to.
We're just waiting for a motion then.
Yeah.
And then we need to go back to that page so we know what
sorry.
That is.
It's to memorize everything you're supposed to say.
Anything else anybody has questions
about? Do we have any further discussion on this?
Then I motion we approve tentative budget or tentative fiscal year 2023-2024 budget for the Perry City Redevelopment Agency.
And we set a public hearing date.
And set a public hearing on proposed final budget.
Did you say June 8th?
You can either do June 8th or June 22nd and do it all in one meeting. So if you do June 22nd, you'd have the public hearing and pass it all in one meeting.
For June 22nd.
Yes.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second on the table. We'll have a roll call vote from the Perry City Redevelopment Agency Board. Board Member Young.
Yes.
Board Member Walker.
Yes.
Board Member Osler.
Yes.
Board Member Wright.
Yes.
Board Member Tua.
Yes.
The motion stands.
Motion to adjourn.
Yes. All in favor?
Aye.
I was just thinking after 6 years, I finally got the board member thing right this week.
There you go.